Welcome back to the Radio Sports Page on KNIA KMLS. It has truly been a special year for Knoxville girls basketball. And I don't know of any school in Iowa other than Knoxville who can boast of having two 1,000-point career scorers on the team at the same time. But that's what Knoxville has, and Katie Kitchis and Maggie Wilkins. Kitchis got her 1,000 points last year, and Wilkins got her 1,000-point milestone Monday night against Carlisle in a 58-53 victory. Had a chance to talk with both girls after last night's game against Fairfield, which was, unfortunately, an 81-52 loss. Maggie goes first, and she really didn't know how close she was until somebody told her before the game. Maggie, congratulations. I didn't even know you were that close.
Thank you. I didn't know it was 19 points. I thought it was, like, in the 50-40 range.
What does that mean to you to be mentioned with the likes of it? I know you didn't see these girls play and get to watch them, but Sam Abens, Kaylee Modlin, Meredith Cunningham, and your teammate Katie to be mentioned in that group.
It's a big honor to just be up there with them. It's like a big whole team thing, just to be up there with them.
Now, what's that like playing with Katie and knowing she's also got 1,000 points, too? I mean, you know, tell me another team in Iowa that has two 1,000-point career scorers on their team.
I couldn't. I don't know, have any idea. I love playing with Katie. She's amazing.
Well, you two just, seem to kind of know where each other is, especially on those fast breaks. She'll get it and flip it down to you, or vice versa. Have you kind of developed that, mental thing? Like, you kind of give each other a look like, all right, do that, and I'll run down the other end.
Yeah, usually Katie will look up more at me. Like, I'll be standing at the three-point line, and if I haven't gone already, she'll yell, Maggie, go, and she'll just toss it up, and I'll have to sprint for the ball. But usually it's a good pass by her every time.
And vice versa, too. Is it the same kind of same communication?
Sometimes, yeah. She has more better passes up the floor than I do to her.
Now, you know, here in the last few weeks, you've kind of been taking a lead in scoring, and she's kind of been the assister. How's that kind of worked out? Is that a little more pressure on you, or do you just kind of look at like, hey, I got the high hand, give it to me?
It's just kind of helped us out with her trying to, like, find other people and her not worrying so much about getting all the points and everything, just so it gets a chip off her shoulder just to worry about someone else. And so it's really helped.
What was that like, last night or a Monday night at Carlisle? You know, I saw the video. You got, I think, the end of the third quarter on kind of a layup. Just kind of go through that if you can. You know, you're going down. Were you aware at that point, okay, this basket, I'm going to be into this 1,000-point club?
Yeah, well, I had no idea about it. Katie and I had talked about it in, like, the middle of the day, and we were like, she talked to me. She's like, do you have any idea? And I said, well, I thought I was, like, further away. And she goes, oh. And so when I hit that layup, she was the first one to come up to me, and she goes, Maggie, that was your 19th point. And I said, oh, my gosh.
obviously, you girls root for each other and everything. And the defense, obviously Tuesday night wasn't, great for defense. But this rest of this year, that has kind of been your calling card to everybody. You know, what about defense? Because we see a lot of players. They take that attitude like, oh, defense, I want to score. But, you girls pride yourself on shutting down the other team.
We just have such a hardcore defense to where we can stop the ball right away. And if we stop the ball and have good ball defense, then it's very hard for them to get it up the floor.
Looking ahead now to postseason, as we're sitting here, we don't know yet who you're playing or if you're getting a bye. I think probably you will. So there's a little time off. How do you girls attack this time off? You kind of treat it like maybe an extra Christmas break in some ways?
We practice like we usually do, but I think we're just going to do a regular, like, beginning of the season type things. Since we don't know who to pray for, we're just going to practice like we usually do.
I know, Knoxville at the beginning of the season probably wasn't one of the teams listed as a state contending team. You think your girls can get there? I mean, you played earlier in the season at Wells Fargo. Granted, it was only in front of about 500 people, but you have an idea now of what it's like to play there.
Yeah.
What is it like to play there and the scoreboard hanging up above you and that big cavernous
arena? The atmosphere
arena?
Is amazing. Like, just the court is just so much different than any other court we've been on. You have to get used to the baskets and everything. It's just a totally different scene.
I know I've talked to you and a lot of other upperclassmen about the freshmen this year, especially Emma Duncan, who's really come in and done a very good job. But let's give some credit to Larissa, Nora Pearson, Nicole, and Melanie. They just come in, and it's just like they don't have any fear when they come in. They may tell you, oh, I'm scared to death, but, yes. Boy, they come in, and they just do what they do.
I love that when they come in, they're so hardworking. They never quit. It's awesome that they cheer us on the whole time on the bench, and when they get in, they never stop. They always go hard at it all the time.
So we think sky's the limit for Knoxville. State tournament is now the goal. You got the conference championship.
Yep.
You got you know, the winning season against non-conference teams as next step. You know, get to the well.
Yes, I think so. That's where we're going next.
All right, Maggie. Congratulations again on that 1,000 points, and best of luck. Hopefully, we get to about do a couple more games, or maybe three or four more.
All right. Thank you.
Knoxville girls basketball player Maggie Wilkins after last night's game against Fairfield. Also, the other 1,000-point scorer on the team this year is Katie Kitchens. Of course, as you know, she got that last year, and then she ultimately broke the all-time scoring record earlier this season in a game against Clark in December. Had a chance to talk with her about her thoughts on having a teammate now with 1,000 career points and going forward what this Knoxville girls basketball team can do for the remainder of the season.
Not the type of night you wanted, but I guess good to get this one out of the way rather than a couple weeks from now when, you know, it's one and done.
Right, yeah. Definitely didn't want to lose or have it that large of a score, but, yeah, we got postseason next. So, you know, this is it. Hopefully we learn from that. We can make adjustments, both coaches and players, and have a good, successful time in the postseason.
What kind of things can you learn from a game like this? Is it just one of those, okay, see the tape? Is it kind of like, okay, we know what's going on, let's fix it?
Right, yeah. Fairfield just definitely is a better team, more athletic team, stuff like that. And that's what we're going to see in the postseason. And, you know, they were running a lot of times like a triangle and two type set, which I believe the teams are going to do in postseason against us. So, just what we did against them, you know, obviously didn't work. So, or we just need to improve little things. So hopefully, you know, from we can take from that what on offensively we need to do coming up in the postseason. And then defensively, it just they were hitting shots. You know, it's hard to play zone when everyone's making threes. So hopefully, we'll just get better intensity in practice to play defense. And they got a couple second chances, but they really were hitting. They're definitely one of the better teams we've played, so hopefully that helps us going in.
What was this like you know, this year? You know, there's a lot of question marks. You know everybody knew, okay, you and Maggie were going to be the ones that were going to be really relied on, but coach was saying, boy, after that, who do we have? Well, I think we quickly figured out that some of the younger girls on this team can play some basketball.
Yeah, I didn't even know what was going to happen at the beginning of the year. We had me and Max, and then Tara and Marley were coming back too. And then, yeah, we didn't know. Emma has stepped up, and, you know, Charlie was out for the longest time with mono, so that didn't help. But she's all right now, and, like, Nora Pearson is a great hustler. And all the freshmen, they've been working hard, so they get in their quick minutes, and we're all just, you know, hoping to end the season good.
Do we have your personal photographer right
yeah,
there?
Yeah, you know, I can't control my dad. He's a little crazy.
Oh, proud dad. You know, let him take a few paparazzi
yeah.
pictures.
Uh-huh, yep, no.
Monday
Where's
night.
Where's my security?
Monday night, Maggie scores 1,000 points. What was that like, you know, getting her into the 1,000-point club and watching her do that after you did it last year?
Yeah, that was crazy because me and Maggie that day were talking about it. I was like, hey, aren't you close? She's like, yeah, I think I'm like 40-some away. And I was like, let's double check. So then we calculated all up. It was like, oh, no, you're at 19. And so then during the game, like, I don't know if she just didn't notice or if she just wasn't happy about it. Like, I don't know because it was at the end of the third quarter. We were walking to the bench. And she was walking by me, and I grabbed her by the shoulders, and I, like, shook her. I was like, Maggie, that was 19. I was like, dude, you won. And then she kind of got excited, so, like, I didn't know if she, like, didn't notice or what. Like, I noticed right away. So it was cool because I know she's been working hard, so it was cool to have her join the club too.
Well, and speaking of the club, a little nice ceremony there from Coach Unimark before the game. You, along with the young lady that you, whose record you broke earlier this season with the all-time score, Sam Abens, kind of passing the torch on to you. And you know, I know you didn't get to watch her a lot back 10 years ago, but just to be out there with someone who is in the same club you are and whose record you broke, a 10-year-old record, that was kind of a cool
thing.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I wasn't here 10 years ago, so I had no idea who she was, but obviously I've heard about her. And for her to come here and be there and just do that, you know, we were talking, and, like, that was super awesome. Like, I felt so supported and loved, and that was great. And I didn't even know that was happening. Like, Jim didn't say anything. Like, in the locker room, he told us we're going to do Maggie's thing, we're going to do KUC night, and then there's one more thing, but, like, he wouldn't tell us what it was. So I didn't even know that was happening. So I was kind of like, oh, like, cool, yay. Like, like, I had no clue. So I was very shocked. So that was really nice of Jim and Sam to both be here and just everyone. It was great.
Okay, now looking forward, you know, as we're sitting here, you don't know who you're going to play. Don't know if it's a first round or a bye game, but you're going to have some time off. And I asked this to Maggie. Is it good to maybe have, you know, several days off to maybe reset the season and, you know, kind of, you know, mentally, you know, reset everything, you know, before you start postseason?
You know, I have mixed feelings about it because I've been thinking about that lately. Like, I don't know. I mean, it is good to, you know, take a break, mentally prepare, stuff like that. But, yeah, we don't know who we're playing yet. We don't know what's happening yet. We don't know if we're playing first round or not or where at and stuff like that. So that makes it a little more challenging, I guess. But, yeah, it'll be good for us to take some time and refocus and have fresh legs for when we're back. And we'll get some intense practices in and bring people in for practices and whatnot to be ready. So I'm not too worried that we get a long break or anything like that.
All right. Well, Katie, it's been a fun season this year. And I don't want it to stop for about 2 or 3 more games.
All right. Deal? Yeah, deal.
All right.
Knoxville girls basketball player Katie Kachus, and you heard from Maggie Wilkins earlier in the segment. We'll have more on the Radio Sports page right after this on KNIA KMLS.